Ottawa, hope that the trial of two Freedom Convoy organizers would last only 4 weeks may be dashed after the defense raised complaints about receiving heaps of new evidence 3 days after the trial began. Justice Heather Perkins McVeigh told the court there is a potential risk for the trial to go off the rails if it continues to evolve in the way it has been going. She used the day of court time on Friday to try to crystallize the evidence for the remainder of the trial. Before that, there was a sense of tension in the courtroom as Crown and defense lawyers sparred over the timing of the delivery of binders full of text messages. The justice called a short recess to step away from the bench to settle herself after telling the lawyers she was very unhappy about the late-stage disclosure. This should have been done well before the trial, she chided before leaving the courtroom. Perkins McVeigh is now working with court staff to find more dates as the prospect the trial will run long has grown. Initially, 16 days were set aside for the trial, with 3 extra days added to the court's calendar as a precaution. But as the first week of hearings drew to a close Friday, it was clear the timelines were on the brink of being blown. The text messages are from the cell phone belonging to Chris Barber, who is co-accused with Tamara Litch of mischief, counseling others to commit mischief and obstructing police. The charges relate to the role the two played in organizing the convoy that blocked streets in downtown Ottawa for 3 weeks in the winter of 2022. Social media and other digital communications are key to the Crown's case, which alleges Barber and Litch exerted control and influence over the unlawful protest, and that they counseled demonstrators to remain in Ottawa after police ordered them out. Barber's lawyer Diane Magas said she asked the Crown to whittle down tens of thousands of her clients' text messages to just the ones expected to be entered into evidence. Crown lawyer Tim Radcliffe said that request came just before the trial started and was fulfilled this week. Magas said based on what the Crown had told her, she expected roughly 22 of Barber's chats to be at issue. Instead, she said she was given 135 chats to wade through on Thursday. She told the judge she didn't know how she could be expected to digest the evidence and make sure her client has a fair trial. The chats are also relevant to Lish's case because the Crown hopes to prove that the two organizers conspired so closely together that evidence against one should apply to them both. The tempers of lawyers on both sides of the courtroom flared during the debate. Similar conflicts have played out over the disclosure and admissibility of video and social media evidence in the first week of the trial. Though 4 police officers have taken the stand so far, only one has finished testifying. For the others, their evidence has been interrupted by complaints by the defense lawyers that they don't have all the information they need to craft their defense, or about the admissibility of the evidence. Nobody took the stand Friday as lawyers and the judge sorted out evidence issues. In the morning, it was largely about the text messages. In the afternoon, they also turned their attention to the admissibility of Facebook evidence. The Crown says getting the Freedom Convoy 2022 Facebook page accepted as evidence in the trial is the first step toward proving the two organizers conspired together, and that evidence against one should apply to both. Lish's lawyer, Eric Granger, said the Crown is trying to put 212 pages of Facebook evidence to the court, and it's unclear who authored many of the posts. It involves a number of posts not by Mr. Barber, not by Ms. Litch, Granger said outside the courthouse Thursday. This is not the trial of the Freedom Convoy, he said. This is the trial of these two particular individuals. Radcliffe told the court Friday that he only intends to use the posts signed, Tamara, which the defense admit were written by Litch, as evidence. He also plans to use other posts on the page as circumstantial evidence related to fundraising and legal advice to protesters. The Facebook page also demonstrates that videos were cross-posted on different platforms, including TikTok, he said. Perkins McVeigh said the nuances of the legal argument may be boring to most of the 20 or so members of the public who attended the courtroom Friday, but said, this is what trials are made of. This is a trial that is based on the rule of law, the rule of evidence, and these nuances are key to the Crown and to the defense, she said. The judge vowed before the trial began that she would keep the proceedings on the rails, and told the court Friday that is still her intention. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 8, 2023. Laura Osman, The Canadian Press.